ended up making a mistake and it cost me time. Okay. The Seder. Okay, we're in Perek Gimel. We were going to start tonight. We saw the mailers that the Seder that comes via the Seichel has. Seven mailers there. Probably Chazorim, not now, but we saw that. Now we're going to discuss the seven mailers that come via the Hisoiris al Yedei Torah. When you finished off the last set of seven, you might have thought, well, then who needs the Torah? We saw why you needed the Torah. But the mailers of the Hisoiris by the Seichel, over the mailers of the Torah, the Hisoiris that comes to the Torah, seem to be quite strong that you kind of left thinking, well, fine, so I'll manage without the Torah. So now he's going to explain seven reasons or seven qualities, mailers, it comes via the Yisroel Shel Aleda Torah. Va'elus al Riyona Ka'es, that which comes up to our thoughts at the moment. Va'ema ki atamim shebiglalom kain tzorich mizoros Aleda Torah, hem gam kain shiva. That's also shiva, that we need the Yisroelus we need from the seven. the Yisroelus we need from the Torah is also seven. So let's start with the first one. Daf Reish Tes Vav, if you follow. Tam Echad Hu, Mipnei She'Adam Mechuba Minefesh V'Guf. Person is made up of a nefesh and a guf. He speaks klali. He doesn't speak in the nefesh and guf. We know that the nefesh is made up of many things and the guf, he's just speaking klali now. He's talking klali. There's a nefesh and a guf, the physical and the spiritual. And therefore, there's this, we all know from experience, there's conflicting drives. Amidas hagufanias, mivios oisa lihitmake lahanois oilamaze. The physical midas bring him to recognize and to involve himself in the pleasures of this world. Vilishkoya bataivais habahemes, and to go after the more physical, the lower, what we call taivas behemoths, the more animalistic side of us. And it tries to get rid of the seichel. The seichel is like this little guy that sits on top of a horse riding the horse. So the horse is trying to throw the rider. That's what's going on the whole time. The spiritual midas, those arouse in us a yearning and a disgust with the tanugim of this world, and we don't want to get involved in the whole physical aspects of this world, of how to settle here and how to live here properly. Because there's nothing eternal here. The nefesh knows this is just a temporary passing place, so why get involved here? So because of the difficulties and the losses and the problems that a person has, the things that happen in this world, it gives a drive for the seichel to be more concerned with higher matters, to think about olam haba. So you're made up of two conflicting drives. The one drive, on the one hand, is interested in this world and the pleasures of this world now. And there's other drives that finds all that very despicable, and all it wants to do is transcend into the next world. So that's where we find ourselves struggling. You know, the seichel on the one hand and the guf on the other. V'shtei ha-megamos einu meshubachos. Neither of these on their own are very praiseworthy. You would think the Ruchnius of Havara, that I understand. That's very good. You have to get rid of all the physical drives and go only after the spiritual drives. He's telling you, no, neither of them are very praiseworthy. And Atia Katsainis, and that's the operative word here, the extreme tendency towards Ruchnius, it's going to cause you to lose order of this world. There's a Seder in this world that a person has to be involved in. That doesn't mean that the guf is got it right. And the goof, you'll lose this world and the next world. It means too much of either one is going to lead you off the correct path. Too much focus, which we understand, we don't have a problem with that. Too much involvement in the tavers of the goof, that's, we know where that leads to. No matter how much the Yetzirah convinces you not, we're all over the age of 23. We all know Shazer, we know that that's not, that doesn't work. Yeah, we still go for it, but it, we know that it's not right. It's less intuitive that the Kitzonikah towards Ruchnius is also, it's also going to cause you to lose out. You're also not going to be using this world correctly. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu, in his almost awesome goodness and chesed for us, he gives us a means by which we will be able to arrive at what's called shleimus be'inyonov, a totality, a whole human being. And via that, linchol es shnei olamos, olamim, you'll be able to inherit both worlds. Aledan hoga shehi memutzas ben haseichel v'taiva. To find a place somewhere between the seichel and the taiva, a balance between the seichel and the taiva. That's a big chiddush. That's not what they tell you. That's not what the mashgichim tell you. To find this harmony between both. I thought the Torah tells me how to get rid of the body and just think about the soul. No, the Torah is what enables you to live a balanced, harmonized life with both those drives in place so that you can come to some kind of shleimus. Nifla. Hashomeres ala tzedek begilu ebeseise, marmachikes ha'adam mitayvos po'ila mazeh, this Torah, Ha'amitis, that a person has to become immune, that a person has to train himself in working. Shomeres, it guards. Ala tzedek, begilo b'steis, I'm not sure what he means. Let's see what he says here. Same thing. Ashomeres atzedek ubegilu ubenista, the revealed and the hidden. Don't know what he means. And it distances a person from the tivers of this world, and keeps for him his scha in the end in place. So it teaches you how to avoid the tivers of this world while you're living and engaged in this world, not cutting yourself off from this world like the seichel wants to do. But at the same time, it allows you to have scha there. Kamo Shamar Akosov, Hat Oz Necho Ushmo Divre Chachomim, Velibcho Tosis Ledaiti. Allow, pay attention with your ears and hear the words of the wise, and place your heart, Ledaiti, to know me. Essentially, what he's telling, he brings down here in the Pirush. He says like this: what hat aznacha shmo divrei chachamim is learn and understand and know the Torah well. Velibcha tashis ledaiti af bekol zois al tavol yedekach litnaeg bekitzoynis ruchnis lemaois ba'alam velo laasek biyishuvay. At the same time, don't become extreme in the ruchnias and cut yourself from this world, and don't be involved in settling of this world. Pay attention to my kavonas, Hashem says. Put your mind to understanding me. Ledaiti. There's another pshat. We'll come back to that. I just want to see what he says here. Kinoim shiudacha Torah darche noyam. The ways of the Torah on noyam, we translate it usually as pleasant. Okay, v'chol nisvaseya shalom, kisishmerem bebitnecho klima, keshetochon al piem es his askusecha hachoimriyais, v'timna lidekach menetia mufuzeres elagashmes, yochoyne yachtav al svosecho. They'll come together in your lips. You have to find again different ways of expressing the need to find this harmony, this balance between the two. So that's the first reason why a person needs to ma'ir himself towards avodas Hashem through the Torah, because if he's going to just rely on the seichel, he's going to become very kitzoni. If you're only relying on your seichel, and the seichel is korov lemes, and the seichel knows what it's talking about, the seichel's right. Well, that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem gave us a Torah to learn how to balance those forces. Hashem doesn't want us becoming monastic or Buddhist priests or whatever that cut themselves off from the physical world and become kitzoni, just searching for ruchness. That's not a derech. We have to be involved in what he calls yeshuva shel olam. We have to be settling the world. We have to be living normally in this world. Not for the physical sake of it. That for that you need the seichel to balance it out. The Torah teaches you how to use your seichel and how to use your physical drives to live a healthy, balanced life. If you look at Avigdor Miller in Shara B'Tochen, he goes into this in depth. Imamish makes a big issue out of this. A person has to be normal. A person has to have a home. A person has to dress properly. A person has to have a house. He has to be involved in the world. You have to live normally. They'll be, no, I'm only here for 70, 80 years. What's the fich? I'm worried about Olam Haba. I'm going to waste my time here. I'll live in a tent. I'll eat potatoes and I'll good. But that's not the way we balance our lives. That's not what the Torah wants. Once again, each person, you have to know how, where, who, what, but I'm getting to the practicalities of it now, but you need the Torah for that. Without the Torah, you could land up being sucked in either one of the directions, and neither of them intrinsically are good. You need both. We're not angels and we're not animals. We're this hybrid of the two, and to learn how to live as a hybrid of a guf and a shoma, you have to, you need the Torah for that. Vatama shenihu. Mipnei, shemarot shegam haseichel mechayev esavoydus elokim al yedei tefillah, soim, we have one of those tomorrow, nesinus tztoker v'maisa gemilas chesodim, despite the fact that the seichel obligates a person in avoydus Hashem through tefillah and fasting and giving tztoker and maisa and doing chesed, v'kol zois ena seichel magdir es prateihem. The Seichel will tell you, you have to daven, you have to give tzedakah, you've got to be a good guy, you've got to be involved in, you've got to have a gemach, you've got to fast, you've got all the things that you have to do. But the Seichel can't magadir for you the details of all these things. Keitzad v'kama, umatayesh lasoisam. When's a good time to fast? When's a good time to give tzedakah? How much tzedakah? Who do you have to give tzedakah to first? If you're not enough for the whole world, how do you prioritize? V'chein lo ya'adam yodaya, al yaday sichloi es shira ha'anoshim ha'magim le'elu ha'mamatim b'avodas Hashem. Person would also never know the punishments that are coming to him for those that don't keep the avodas Hashem. They minimize the avodas Hashem. L'chein et tzorich likvoya u'lahagdir es kol ze al yaday ha'toyre v'ohoyre al yaday ha'nevua. Therefore the Torah is to come along and tell you all the details. Details within details within details of all the different aspects that you need to know. You would come to stock on your own, maybe through the seichel. You know that you have to daven through the seichel, for sure. But how many details? When do you daven? What do you daven when? When is sof zman tefillah? What's the punishment for not davening? Your seichel could never be able to work that out. If we need the Torah to come along and put all of this in place. And to have the Navim coming along and teaching us how to do this. Because when you join together all the details of all the mitzvahs, then you have actualized properly the goal, the purpose for that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. Shehi, what's the purpose Hashem created us? Avodas Hashem Yisborach, kamo shekosev, elakim also sheyirum milafonov. Hashem created us to do avodas Hashem. That's not the primary reason why Hashem created us. Hashem created us because He wants to bestow infinite good on us. The way you get to earn that good is through avodas Hashem. That's how He sets up the world. With a bechira to yes or not. That we've seen many times. That's not a chiddush. The way you get to that is via the avodas Hashem. So the Torah has to tell us how to do that properly, otherwise we would never know. The Seichel might come to tell you, listen, there's a Rabbani Shalom, you were created for a reason. And so you have to do what Hashem, and we wouldn't know what He wants. We wouldn't know how to balance it. We wouldn't know what to do, when, how, what. Sometimes it's also to fast. Sometimes you have to fast. Now, how would you work that out? So that's the second reason why we need a Yisairus in Avodas Hashem via the Torah, because otherwise we really wouldn't know what we're doing. To arouse the avodas Hashem in an equal way, all these things shenitztova aleya that are commanded on it, because some of the things the koyach of the machshava is very weak, and in other areas the koyach machshava of recognition is very big, is very strong. V'lois oiris aledeh Torah koleles bois von shove is kol eli shenitztova leiris Hashem. I think he's talking about different types of people. I think I missed it the first time. But even Shavuot is called Eile Shenitztovu Aleya. The arousal that comes to the Seichel can't in an equal way cover everybody that is commanded to keep the Torah. Because some people have a very weak Koach Machshava, other people have a very strong Koach Machshava. But the Yisroelus on the Torah includes in an equal way everybody that's commanded to serve Hashem. Not everyone understands the Torah equally. When you think how much the Yisroel understanding the Torah and you see how much the Gedolim, whatever, the Navim, the Tanoim, the Moreh understood the Torah, I don't understand the Torah like they did. But I'm also putting on tefillin like he put on tefillin. His tefillin has much more depth. Yeah, because he was given a koyach chazak. I'm going to koyach chalash. But through the Torah, the playing field gets leveled a little bit. The morot she'ein hem mivinim es haTorah b'midah shava, k'mo shekvar kasavnu le'il b'sof shara yichud, which we never learned, but at the sof shara yichud, he points out this. Nobody's the same. Everyone's different. People have different koichas. So if everyone's going to come to the seichel, everyone's going to appreciate the seichel differently, and you'll have an isoris. They'll all shove it to this one and that one. Whereas if you have the isoris through the Torah, then a kol shave. V'chein olu likrois lemi she'oivres Hashem rak mitoich isoiris sichlis. They'll come out that a person who's only serving Hashem through his own seichel, she'bemilu chelek michavoisov, hu yipage. If he's going only through the Yisoiris of the Seichel, he's going to fulfill some of his Choyves in one way, sort of like, I don't know what the word is, not fully, not totally. And another chelek of his chovas, he'll do better. There's not going to be the same approach to the different avoid Hashem. He'll do it the way he understands it. And it's going to be keeping changing this Yisori Secher based on what his koyach of Akkara has. To the extent he understands something, he'll do it better. What he can't understand, ulo mitasek b'ze. So he's not going to have a balanced perspective on reality, because it's all going to be based on what he understands and what he doesn't understand. We have people like that today. What I see and what I understand, okay. What I don't understand, I mean, laws, it'll be shvili. What steps in that place? The Torah steps in and says, okay, you don't really understand everything. You don't really know what's going on. So the Torah will help you find out what's going on. The Isoiris in the Torah, the klalim of the Torah never change. It's all one unified force. The Naru Lebuchu, whether you're 14 or 16 or 19 or 20 or 70, it's a tall Torah. Whether you're a Chochem or a Ksil, Ela Shemaisa Hamitzas Hanovea Meis Eiris Shalidea Torah, Enu Shove Etzel Kol Sugi Hanashim Haniskalil. Obviously, the Hisoiris that comes via the Torah won't be the same as all these people. The Isoiris itself is the same for everybody. It's just the Chochem's going to get a deeper perspective. A fool's going to get a more superficial perspective. Each person's going to have his perspective on reality the way he has the ability, his Chochmah, his understanding, the training, the upbringing, etc. But the Etzim Torah is Shavah. It's the same to everybody. HaKadosh puts the whole nation together when he teaches them Torah. And say, okay, fools, you come tomorrow. Clever people, there's Kabbalah Satorah today. The less clever people get tomorrow, you'll get a different, you go into the B stream and the C stream and special ed. And no. Everybody gets the Torah together. We see it in Dvarim. The whole nation comes together in Dvorim Fahakel. The whole nation, who we're talking about, everyone's different. There's Nevi'im there, there's Gedolim, there's water carriers, there's the Shifcha. What are you talking about? Why do they have to come to you? The children? Everyone's coming to learn Torah. They're all in the same yeshiva. There's one yeshiva for everybody. Bella, no? We don't put the Mitzionim in this yeshiva and the less talented in that yeshiva. No, everybody's in the same yeshiva. They're all learning the same Torah. V'nema od sham, tikra is a Torah azois neged kol Yisrael ba'oz nehem. Read this Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, read this Torah, a Torah azois, in front of all of Yisrael into their ears. Into their ears. Read it into their ears. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is told by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it runs from Yaakov Weinberg. When it talks about putting things into your ears, obviously when you read, you're not going to hear it with your eyes or your nose. You're going to hear it with your ears. What's the Torah telling me? Be'oznayim. So he said, the pshat is that very often we don't always understand. You have to tell your children things that they're not always going to understand, but you have to put it on the ear. Eventually it'll go in and they'll understand it. You have to talk to the ear, not to the seichel. To put in what they need to know when they're ready, they'll understand. They won't understand, but they still need to know. They have to do it. That's a nifladika thing. The whole of Klal Yisrael learns in one yeshiva. There's one rebbe, and he teaches the whole Torah of Klal Yisrael. That's impressive. No, we don't know how to do that anymore. We have to open a new yeshiva for every two kids because this one, and this one's that, and this one's this. And he can't be with my kid, and he's not good to my kid. Moshe Rabbeinu puts everyone in one yeshiva, and he teaches them all the same Torah, and they all get it according to each one's level. That's why you need these Isoiris via the Torah, because these Isoiris with the Seichel, that, you know what happens with these Isoiris with the Seichel? You end up with what we have today. You end up with the mess we have today. And that's what you end up with. We need a shtickle Torah in our lives as well. But that's a Moedika thing. Everyone in the same yeshiva. Very good. So just since we're also working on Betochen, we'll stop here because the next shtickle is quite long and I want to start a section now. Just tell you, I had a Moedika idea this week. You look at last week's Pasha, Yosef knows what's going on. He understands perfectly what's going on. He tells the brothers, and Yosef, and he tells them, this is Mamash Nifla for somebody who wants to work on Betochen. There's a Moedika tool here. Yosef's telling the brothers, don't think you sold me. You don't have to feel bad. You didn't sell me to Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me down here. And now I'm the Mishnah LeMelech, and there's going to be there's a terrible famine, but it's just started. There's another 5 years left of this famine. There's going to be no planting, no harvesting, no food. But Hashem sent me down here to prepare the salvation for Mishpachat Yaakov Avinu. So go back and tell Abba to come down, bring all the sheep, bring everybody down to Mitzrayim, and you'll be here, Lichoyra, for 5 years, because how long is the famine? The famine's going to last 5 years. Yeah, they're going to be here for 5 years, Mistom, and then they're going back. They're not signing a long-term lease, because they know 5 years they're going back to their country, back to Canaan. And Yosef understands all of this. He's got his finger on the pulse. What happens? Yaakov runs down to Mitzrayim, Shivim Nefesh. They all come down with the sheep. They bring everything. You have to bring the sheep, because the sheep, you can't leave them there to starve to death. So they bring everything. Can't leave the house unguarded. They bring everything to Mitzrayim. Everything. And as they arrive in the Schus of Avram, the Rav stops. The famine ends. There's no more famine anymore. Who was saving Klal Yisrael? Who was saving Yaakov? Yosef thought, and me. It had nothing to do with you, Yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is busy starting Golus Mitzrayim. There's nothing to do with famines. There's nothing to do with an inability to food or to feed you. I'm bringing Klal Yisrael to start Golus Mitzrayim now. Yaakov comes to Mitzrayim. That's the beginning of Golus Mitzrayim. As soon as he gets here, the famine can stop, because the only reason I made the famine was to get Yaakov here, because I want to start Golus Mitzrayim. You thought you knew what you were talking. You thought you knew what was going on. You know what was going on. You never clue. Avada, you have to do what you have to do based on what you see now. But don't think you understand what's going on, because I have other plans that you never know about. So it's such a helpful tool for a person who's working on Betochen. You want a bit of Menucha, Yishuv Adas, is you recognize we live in a world, things are happening to us. There's this Nisoyin, there's this problem, there's this struggle, blah, blah, blah. You have to do what you have to do based on what's under your nose now. But don't think for 1 minute we understand nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got, he knows what he's doing. He's running the world, HaKol Toiv. He's busy arranging Golus Mitzrayim. You think he's busy arranging for you to save? Yosef thought he saved. When you read the Pasha, Yosef's saving Yaakov. Yeah, he's Yaakov's savior. That's what it looks like in the Psukim. You turn over two pages and you see, look, Yaakov doesn't need you to save him. As Yaakov arrives in Mitzrayim, there's no more famine anymore. The whole game's over, because now I got what I want. It's that, like that in our lives on a day-to-day basis. We think we know what's going on. Well, I'd have to be in the dentist now. I'd rather be here. I'd want to be going. Just you do what you have to do. And just now, Kosh Bochu's got bigger plans and bigger things, and it's all going in the right place. A kol tov. Had Golus Mitzrayim not happened, there wouldn't have been this Sheshmot Ribo. He made him to an Amgodl. All the miners, everything that came out of Mitzrayim, that... Don't think you know what's going on, because we don't know what's going on. That's the bottom line. The problem is we think we know what's going on. We think we know what's good. We think we know how this has to happen in order to get to there. Who says Hashem wants to even go there? Mama, ta choshev, you know what's going on. Anyway, I really enjoyed that. It was a mamash, very helpful insight. Okay, should get something out of this fast. We're not just fasting because of what happened 2,000 years ago. We're fasting because of what's happening now. Bez Hashem, we'll be zeichet lagula shleima, bezrat Hashem.
Amen, shkoyach.
If Mashiach comes in Thank the meantime between much. Next week, he still lets us use Zoom, we'll carry on. Otherwise, everyone will be shleima. We can carry on learning there. We can go to the Chavis Lavovus. He'll be giving a shir. We can go listen to his shir, maybe, bezrat Hashem. Okay.
Shkoyach, Rabbi. Kol tov.
Take care, zay gezunt. All the best.